Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, and today we are talking, well, we're continuing to talk about what to do if someone owes you money and QCAT in Queensland. So if you haven't listened to my previous week's podcast, I highly recommend you do, because something very exciting was announced in there, that I have a free letter of demand template that you can download now. And it goes through kind of the beginning steps of what to do when someone owes you money. So definitely give that a listen. But if you're here, you may have already listened to that episode, so we can move on to talking about QCAT. So really, people say to me, oh my God, have you even looked at the QCAT website? It's so confusing. And I'm very sorry, QCAT website administrators, but it is extremely confusing. And I think the thing that makes it so confusing is that is there's just an overload of information on there. So QCAT, while it deals with minor debts and consumer trader disputes, it also deals with a number of other disputes that I'm not covering today or this month or in my course that's being released later this month. But it also deals with issues with motor vehicles, fencing disputes, tree disputes, guardianship applications. It looks at, like, if real estate agents have been acting badly. Like, there's actually so much. It covers so much ground. And because of that, and because it's not designed to have lawyers involved, it is just really very, very confusing. And so what I want to do is try to demystify the process. And it's very much what I've done in developing my course. Because what I would have would people come to me and say, I know my matter belongs in QCAT, but I need some help. I just can't figure out what to do. And so the purpose of the course was really to bottle up all my knowledge that I have, all the little secret little things that I know and that I do and that I coach my clients into doing when they have a QCAT claim. I've just bottled that up and packaged it into a little course for you to be able to go from the beginning to the end, knowing exactly what you need to do and having a really good guidance in it. So last week, we did talk about what to do if someone owes you money, and we talked about the letter of demand and why that should be your first step. So in recording this, I've assumed that you may have done that step and you're wanting to know what's next. And the next part is really filing your application. So the application forms are available on the QCAT website, and you can also use their online court platform, which is called QCase, and you can directly put your claim in there. Now, if you have a debt owed to you, it'll either be a minor debt claim or it'll be a consumer trader dispute. And in the course, I really do go through the difference and I work through some scenarios with you, but you should think that minor debt is more someone owes you money. Consumer trader is where you might be a trader and someone owes you money, or you might be a consumer and you've paid money and the work hasn't been done, or maybe there was something wrong with the work or half completed, something like that. But minor debt is really where someone owes you money. So the example I have is lending someone money in my course, and the consumer trader example I have in the course is window cleaners that didn't end up doing their job. Okay, so to give that kind of distinction. Now, you do your application, and in that, my recommendation is that you really detail in their relevant facts related to your case. They give you a small little box. My recommendation is to do an annexure. And then also you should do a supporting affidavit, which just supports all the things that you're saying in your application. Once you've filed an application, there is an ability for a counter application to be made against you, but that only applies to consumer trader disputes. So just something to be mindful of. But anyway, you do your application, you prepare your supporting material, and then you have to serve it on the respondent. So serve it on the person that owes you money, essentially. And there are a number of different ways that you can affect service on someone, and it really depends on what kind of entity they are, whether they're a person, a company, a business. But usually, in my experience, it's usually a person, and you have to serve on them in a particular way. It's called personal service. And so in the course, we go through the different ways you can do that and how I think it should be achieved. But personal service, just briefly, is giving it to the person personally, so giving them a sealed copy of the application, saying, here you go, or if they refuse to take it, you can put it down in front of them. You can also leave it at their last known address with an adult and tell the adult what it is. And then after you've completed service, you also need to do an affidavit of service to prove that you have served that application on the respondent. Okay. After that happens, QCAT actually schedules a mediation or a compulsory conference. And that's usually done by way of telephone, where you, the respondent, and a mediator attend the mediation with the idea of resolving the dispute. Now, you might be thinking, oh, easy, Lydia, I just go there and I just talk about what I want. Well, yes or no, I've actually developed a way in which you formulate what you want. It's a preparation worksheet to really think about your case and formulate kind of an idea of what you're willing to accept and what you're willing to compromise in a mediation, because a mediation is a compromise, okay? So I have developed kind of a worksheet around that, really looking at best and worst case scenario, possible settlement ranges, counter arguments and the like. But it's done in a way where it should really help you attend the mediation with confidence, know what you're going to say, know what you're going to ask for, and what to do if you come up with an agreement. Now, if the mediation is successful, awesome. Usually QCAT will send you a settlement agreement to sign, and everyone just has to do their bits as per the settlement agreement. If not, then the next step is actually a hearing. And depending on the nature of your claim, you may actually get further directions from QCAT to provide further evidence or written submissions. Okay. And then you have to go to a hearing. Now, a hearing is done usually by a tribunal member, usually one tribunal member. It is a court, but it's much more informal in it. But there are still particular things you need to do. So I have developed kind of a preparation for my clients in how they prepare for a hearing, how they prepare written submissions, oral submissions, and what evidence they're required to do. One tricky thing that you may be required to do is to examine or cross-examine a witness. So I really step through how to do that in a confident manner. And then after the hearing, you receive a decision, and the decision might be successful or it might not be. Now, if it's successful, we then look at enforcement, and I'm going to talk about that in next week's podcast. But otherwise, if you are unsuccessful, you may want to appeal the QCAT decision, but you can only appeal on very limited circumstances. So there's only a few reasons why you can, and it's usually because there's a question of law or a question of fact that you want the appeal tribunal to consider. So it's a bit of an overview of QCAT, what happens, the steps, but what I don't think is really conveyed is how much work there actually is required in it. And it's not so much, you know, what I say to clients is, you know the facts. You know the facts better than anyone. You'll know the facts better than me, than I will ever know. It's just, how do we organize those facts in a succinct manner to make sure that we're only communicating relevant facts to the tribunal? And I recently spoke to somebody about the course, one of my referral partners, and they were saying about how their brother had actually had a QCAT application, and she was asked to look at the documents. She's not a lawyer, but she was asked to look at the documents, and they were quite a mess, and it was really hard for her to convey to them that you need to be succinct and you need to do it in a particular way to make sure that the right information is getting to the tribunal members. And that's really a really big part of the course that I have developed that is launching next week. When this podcast is posted, it'll be launching next week, which is so exciting. Anyway, so it's really a matter of, it's not so much, well, sorry, Of course it is. If your case is hopeless, your case is hopeless. But if it's not, it's about making sure that the tribunal member is receiving the right information from you, because they need the right facts and the right information to be able to make a decision. So I hope that's got you excited about next week and the launch. I hope that's given you a nice little overview on QCAT. I know there's not a huge amount of information out there about QCAT, aside from the QCAT website, which is, as discussed, overwhelming. So I'm really hoping that this has been a good overview for you. And when the course is released, it's something that will provide great value to you. So you can download my free letter of demand template in the show notes. That's the first thing. And on that, you'll get on the mailing list for the course launch as well. You can also email me at lydia@vicarlaw.com.au, or hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, to book a free consultation with me as well, particularly if your matter is outside of the QCAT realm. So thank you so much for listening. I'm really excited for next week. I hope you're excited, and I will speak to you then. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, you can pop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.